Good morning. It's June 20th, and welcome to Doing Life, Daily Devotions for Finding Peace in Stressful Times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name. Today's title is Doxology. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him all creatures here below. Praise Him above ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Thomas Ken, 1637 to 1711. I grew up attending a Presbyterian church, but had I been in any other mainline Protestant denomination, I still would have memorized the words above and the tune that accompanies them by the age of 5, known as the doxology, from the Greek doxa, meaning glory, and the Greek logia, meaning saying or word. It has been sung, usually after the collection of the offering, for over 350 years. It reminds us that we are but stewards of our wealth and possessions, and that all our blessings, all good and perfect gifts, come from above. James 1:17. Thomas Ken was a Church of England bishop when in 1673 he wrote a prayer manual for the students of Winchester College. In it, he penned 3 different hymns, each to be sung in the morning, evening, and if you were awake, at midnight. He ended each of his hymns with the words which had eventually become known as the doxology. According to William Jay and Ardith Peterson in the Complete Book of Hymns, Ken eventually became well aware that it was often difficult to sing a hymn of praise after a long, hard day. He knew, because he would have some of the longest and hardest days one could have in years to come. Orphaned as a young child, he was raised by his stepsister's husband, a well-known author and scholar. At age 15, Thomas entered Winchester College, then obtained a fellowship to Oxford, where he earned a B.A., was ordained in the Anglican Church, and then earned his M.A. at age 27. He led a succession of Anglican churches on the Isle of Wight, there in Hampshire, before resigning in 1672 in order to return to Winchester as chaplain to the bishop. Charles II appointed him chaplain to Princess Mary, wife of William of Orange, while they resided at The Hague. However, Ken very shortly insisted the prince's cousin make an honest woman of the girl with whom he was currently sleeping. Not surprisingly, he lost his position. Surprisingly for the time, he kept his head and returned to England, where he immediately became one of the king's chaplains. Residing in Winchester once again when King Charles II brought his mistress there on a visit, Ken objected vociferously and refused to allow his mistress to sleep under the same roof. Charles actually recalled this 2 years later and insisted that he would have only that bold little priest that had refused him as his bishop. Ken was at Charles' deathbed shortly thereafter. The new king was James II, a Catholic, and in 1687, at age 50, Thomas Ken was once again in trouble. He was confined to the Tower of London for refusing to sign King James II's Declaration of Indulgence. This proclamation was supposedly intended to promote freedom of religion in Britain, but also served to promote the king's despised Roman Catholicism. He was acquitted at his trial, but then found himself in trouble again when Protestant usurper William of Orange came to power after the Glorious Revolution. Thomas Ken and others, although Anglican, refused to swear William allegiance, believing it dishonorable since they had already sworn allegiance to James II. He lost his bishopric, but once again managed to retain his head and went into retirement. The familiar doxology, sung to the tune of the Old 100th, is purported to be the most sung Christian verse in history. Thomas Ken wanted his students at Winchester to know that praising God at every hour of the day was not only appropriate, but good for them. So it remains 250 years after he put pen to paper. While it may be easier to praise God when morning gilds the sky and your heart awaking cries, Anonymous 1828, Thomas Ken knew the value of praising God at the end of a hard day as well, no matter your circumstance. In fact, the doxology has been sung for centuries, right after tithing, in recognition that all we have really belongs to God the Father. If you grow up in a tradition other than Protestantism, Spotify doxology. I found 28 versions immediately, all sung to variations of the Old 100th. It's a tune that's hard to get out of your head. Good. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Psalm 100. Dear Heavenly Father, why do we often forget to praise you? All of our troubles, all of our pain, all of our fears are as nothing when we look at a star-filled sky or the open ocean. Spirit, remind us to value every breath, every wonder that surrounds us, and praise the Father morning, noon, and night. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.